Microsoft HoloLens 2 Mixed Reality Headset launched in India. Nokia G21 tipped to launch in India in February, said to feature 50-megapixel triple rear camera unit. Realme Q3S reportedly bags BIS certification, India launch expected soon. Oppo Reno 8 series may sport triple rear cameras, leaked renders show. Redmi Note 11 alleged code names for global markets tip 5 models in upcoming lineup. PlayStation maker Sony faces deep-pocketed rivals in war over gaming's future as Microsoft acquires Activision. Microsoft HoloLens 2 is launched in India. The enterprise-focused mixed reality headset was unveiled at the Mobile World Congress in 2019 as the successor to the original HoloLens. It includes sensors that enable head and eye tracking and is designed to allow users to interact with holograms. The HoloLens 2 is aimed to help solve different problems by providing an immersive experience. Microsoft claims that the headset can be used for a variety of use cases, going from construction sites and factory floors to operating rooms, hospitals, and classrooms. The Microsoft HoloLens 2 is available in India through commercial authorized resellers Softline and Team Computer. Exact pricing details of the headset in the country are yet to be revealed. However, the HoloLens 2 was launched in the US at $3,500, roughly ₹2,60,300. Nokia G21 is reportedly making its way to the market soon. The date is yet to be officially confirmed by Nokia brand licensee HMD Global, but a fresh leak suggests that the upcoming Nokia G series phone will be launched in February in India. The leak also suggests key specifications of Nokia G21. The smartphone is said to carry a triple rear camera unit headlined by a 50-megapixel main sensor. Nokia G21 is tipped to pack a 5050mAh battery with quick charging support. The handset is said to come in two RAM and storage configurations. The upcoming Nokia G21 is likely to succeed the Nokia G20 that went live in India in July last year. Realme Q3S could be making its debut in the Indian market soon. The launch details are yet to be officially announced by the Chinese smartphone maker, but the Realme Q3S handset has reportedly received certification from the Bureau of Indian Standards, hinting that it may arrive in the country soon. Realme introduced Realme Q3S in China alongside Realme GT Neo 2T in October last year. Realme Q3S features a 144Hz variable refresh rate and is powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 778G SoC. It has a 5000mAh battery with 30W fast charging support. Oppo Reno 8 series renders have surfaced online. Ahead of any official announcement, the renders of a yet-to-be-announced Oppo Reno 8 series handset have been leaked. The images of the upcoming Oppo Reno 8 phone shows the design and a few specifications of the handset. However, it isn't clear if the renders belong to the vanilla Oppo Reno 8 or the premium Oppo Reno 8 Pro. The images are said to be based on Oppo's patent images and suggest a triple rear camera unit. Oppo unveiled the Oppo Reno 7 series in China in November last year and it is yet to launch globally. Redmi Note 11 series may have 5 smartphones which will be launched in various global markets, alleged code names of the phones have suggested. As per an online tip, the Redmi 11 series will have Redmi Note 11, Redmi Note 11S, Redmi Note 11 Pro 4G, Redmi Note 11 Pro 5G, and Redmi Note 11 Pro Plus 5G. Xiaomi has teased the launch of Redmi Note 11S, which is tipped to have a 108-megapixel primary camera and a hole-punch display design. Redmi Note 11 series global launch is set for January 26. Sony, perched atop the gaming sector, is facing a fresh challenge from cash-rich rivals betting on a next-generation online video game boom as the Japanese conglomerate eyes expansion on multiple fronts, including electric cars. Microsoft, a laggard in the generational console battle with Sony, took a major step to position itself for the metaverse, a proposed immersive experience where people game, shop, and socialize online with a $69 billion US dollars, roughly ₹513,560 crore deal for Call of Duty developer Activision Blizzard.